I'm going to sing a song now, and I'll tell you a little bit about it, how we used to sing it one time. Down in Newfoundland, where I came from, we had a number of small boats, two dories, three dories, what we call fishing, the Capes of Marys. And sometimes when we were going, we had our bait hoist down, we were leaving port, we'd heave up the anchor, and the anchor was hove up by windlass by hand. And we'd sing a song. We called it the Heave Up Song. And you sing that song while you're heaving up the anchor. But one time, in the place of a barn, Harbour Buffett, and a man by the Wham owned a boat. He was a merchant, certainly. So we started this day, and we put the mainsail and foresail on her, and started in to pump up the anchor, and sang this Heave Up Song. And it seemed like it was going good there. And I think he had about 60 men working up on the flakes there. So he told them all to stop and listen to the song. Now, I'm not going to sing the song so good as we sang it then, because there were seven singing it, and she was going pretty good. But this is a song, we call it Paddy Dover. And this is still about a schooner on her way to Sydney, North Sydney, Nova Scotia, for a load of coal. And it was in the winter. It goes like this.
Been on the 6th of January, it be no Christmas day, when six young hardy fellows sought sail from Little Bay to sail upon the ocean with courage stout and bold. Bound for the port of Sydney to buy a load of coal. The day it been a fine one, the sun was shining bright. And at dark in that evening we were Robinson's lair and light. We had a mind to harbor, but that would cause delay. So we made it up together to keep her underway. According as the night advanced, it fell down very dark. Our skipper, he went down below for to conduct his chart. The coasting pilot soon told him the course outside of St. Pierre. The dividers told the distance the log when she was clear. We shaped our course for Sydney, we ran her through the snow. About 8 or 9 o'clock that night it did come on to blow. We then took in our mainsail, it seemed for to give way. And 'twas under a two-reef foresail, runned her till the break of day. And when the daylight cleared away, the sight would grieve your eye. The snow was falling from the heavens above, and the sea was mountains high. Was by a slap of water our foresail tore away. Then for 4 long hours we drifted before the wind and sea. We had another foresail in our ship's hold below. We watched our chance and got it up through water, wind, and snow.
we bent and reefed and hoisted with water to our knees. No tongue can tell the ocean seas roll on the garland field. Now when we had her cleared away and all seemed straight and dumb, we planned upon our homeward voyage and on it did not fret. If nothing would prevent us, we'd call into some pier for to get a drop of whiskey to give all hand good cheer. Ye people that live on the land and in your houses warm, get your supplies brought to you by the lads who plow the storm. They'll slight you and rebuke you if you owe them half your jewels. And in stormy winter weather, they're not fit to wipe your shoes.